Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, through chapter 3, verse 3. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
I just don't understand the Bible. Have you ever thought that? It's clear why those without Christ are unable to grasp spiritual concepts, but why do those of us who know Him sometimes struggle? The key here is obedience. As we act on what we read, the Holy Book comes alive, and we begin to hear and understand what God is communicating. However, if we haven't obeyed things He's previously revealed to us, why would He give us His deeper truths? Psalm 25:14 says, "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and those who revere Him are the ones who obey His commandments and are promised a good understanding." Living a lifestyle of disobedience to the Lord distorts our vision, diminishes our ability to hear, and fogs our thinking. Although we have full access to the mind of Christ, our attachment to our own sinful ways keeps us from tapping into the rich treasures of wisdom found in His Word. As you read the Scriptures each day, look for God's instructions. Then, with reliance upon the Holy Spirit, commit to do what He tells you. When you obey His voice, He'll reveal deeper truths and your understanding will grow.